Hello? Hello?
Richard, good afternoon. This is Ryan, and I'm calling you from Telstar. How are you today, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, ma'am, this is just a routine checkup call regarding your internet line, because right now our engineers are working in local exchange. So could you please tell me how your internet is working now? Is your broadband connection, ma'am?
Fine.
Like normally when you used to do something online, did you notice? Sometimes your net drop out and the speed of your internet is working very, very slow. Like that happens sometimes?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Well, ma'am, the thing is that from the last couple of days, we are continuously receiving lots of error and warning reports from your internet line to our centralized server. So have you made any kinds of changes, ma'am, in the settings of your modem, your router?
No.
Okay. And could you just try to remember, have you ever shared your internet password to anyone else?
No.
Okay, alright. But ma'am, while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been found that apart from you, two people are accessing your internet line from the different locations. So are you aware of that?
No.
That is the main reason, ma'am, today we have been contacting you. Well, ma'am, the thing is that from the last couple of days, I can see in my server that those are outsiders are accessing your internet line without your knowledge and without your permission, ma'am. And they have got your IP address. Do you know what the means of IP address, ma'am?
Thank you, pardon?
Do you know what the means of IP address?
No.
Your internet protocol address, ma'am. For the help of this, those are outsiders are easily connected with your network. And could you please tell me when was the last time you are using this internet, ma'am? When was the last time?
I was using it today.
And according to our database, ma'am, yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m., somebody was active on your internet line, ma'am. That was you or someone else?
No, I don't think it was me. Might have been my granddaughter.
Okay, all right. And could you please tell me right now how many lights you can see in your modem, ma'am, your router?
My router.
Yes, how many lights you can see?
So where are you calling from?
Telstra.
Telstra Australia?
Yes, ma'am, 242 Exhibition Street, Victoria, Melbourne. Let me check from eyesight. And I can see in my server, ma'am, the main thing is that currently the router which you are using, ma'am, is no more secure. Apart from you, two people have got the access of your internet. So, ma'am, we need to block all those people first. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kinds of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line, okay?
Well, I don't have any problems, so no, I don't need anyone to come and check up on it.
I can understand, ma'am. You're not facing this type of problem, but within 2 days, 2 hours, 2 weeks, you are facing this type of problem, because I can see in my server that your IP location, ma'am, share with the hacker.
When you say hacker?
Yes. And I can see, do you know any person, ma'am? This name is Mr. Crow.
Mr.
crawl, ma'am. C for Charlie, R for Romeo, A for Australia, W for Whiskey, L for Lima. Crawl. Do you know any person this name is?
Crawl.
Yes.
No, I don't know any Mr. Crawl.
See, ma'am, this man using your internet line without your knowledge and without your permission, ma'am. And this man...
So cruel. Mr. Crawl. Is he in Bridgewater?
I can see...
Is he in Bridgewater?
Just hold for a sec, ma'am. I can see this man are using your internet line at 3590 Bridgewater General Road. Do you know any person from there?
Three, what was it? 3590. 3590 Bridgewater Denali Road.
Yes. Do you know any person from there?
That's where I live. That's me. But I'm not Mr. Crawl.
For I can see this address, Mr. Crawl, using your internet line at midnight between 12 to 3 a.m.
Well, there was no one here between 12 and 3, and we're out in the country, so we'd know if there was anyone around.
Okay. And could you please tell me, do you know how to check the speed of your internet, ma'am?
Not really.
Okay. I will tell you. Basically, which device you use to go online?
Pardon?
Basically, which device you use? Like your mobile phone,
my
computer.
iPhone, my iPhone or computer or Netflix, does that count?
Okay. And you don't know how to check the speed of your internet, right?
No, it's working okay. I've managed to watch things, so it's working fine.
Okay, you can do one thing. Do you use Google, ma'am, Google?
Yes, I use Google.
Open your Google, ma'am, first of all. I will tell you how you can check the speed.
Okay. Yep, I've got Google.
You can type on the Google, Telstra Speed Test.
Pardon? Telstra?
Speed Test.
Telstra Speed
Test.
How do you spell
it? Telstra Speed Test. T-E-L-S-T-R-A Speed Test.
Telstra Speed Test.
Yes. Click on it, ma'am.
I'll do that later. I just want to find out a few things more. Just not going to do that straight away.
Okay.
Maybe if you could call me back tomorrow.
Okay.
And, I'll see if I've got problems then.
Oh, give me a convenient time and what time I will call you back tomorrow.
I've got to work tomorrow, so can you work call after 5 o'clock?
And today, ma'am, do you have any work today?
Not at the moment. I've got to go to work in a little while though.
Oh, shall I call you back after 1 hour or 2 hours?
It has to be tomorrow.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing, ma'am. First of all, you can write it down my job ID number, please.
Yeah. Job ID number, yes.
Could you please be handy with pen and paper?
Yeah, I've got that.
You can write it down. My job ID is T-E-L Tango Eco Lima. Yes, 885500.
885500.
Yes, and you can write it on, ma'am, your customer license security identification number. It's called CLS ID.
CLS ID.
ID. Yes, you can write it on.
Okay.
Is it 888?
Yeah, 888.
D for Delta.
C.
C as in Charlie.
C.
A as in Alpha.
A.
Number 60.
60.
Could you please read it back to me?
CSLID 888 DCA 60.
Mm-hmm. Right, ma'am. Ma'am, this is your customer ID number, and why I have given you your ID number, you know, because nowadays most of our customers are complaining us that they are getting so many hoax calls regarding their internet. People are trying to sell our customer unnecessary software. Right.
Yes.
That's the main reason, ma'am, we provide each and every customer their customer ID number. So that in future, ma'am, if you are going to receive any phone call regarding your internet line or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them. Otherwise not, simply hang up the call. All right. And ma'am, it's my humble request to you, please do not share this ID with anyone because this is your safety and security code.
Alright, no problem.
Yes, ma'am. And you told me today you are not free at the moment, right?
No, I have to go to work soon.
Okay. Okay, try to remember my name, Ryan Jones. I will call you back tomorrow. Okay?
Jones or Johns?
Jones, ma'am. J for
M-E-S.
No, no, J-O-N-E-S.
J-O-N-E-S.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then, yeah. Will you be calling on this number?
Yes.
Yeah, so I will be at work tomorrow, too.
Okay. So, can you give me a convenient time and convenient date, ma'am?
So it has to be next Monday.
Okay.
Or is that a holiday?
Okay, ma'am. I will call you back on Monday, okay?
Yeah, Monday the, okay. That would be Monday the 13th.
Okay.
Okay. And is, so I can turn my, if I switch my internet off here,
mm-hmm.
That would stop someone using it, is that correct?
No, no, no. If you don't turn it on, don't you, never people are using your internet line, if you are turn it on, off.
They can still use it?
Yes.
Well, how can they use it if I've turned it off?
No, no, no. If you turn off your internet line,
if I turn my internet line off, people can't use it then, is that correct?
Just hold for a sec, ma'am. Right now I got an email from my manager. Just hold for a sec. Yes, ma'am. Could I please tell me what you say?
If I turn my internet off, that will stop someone using it, won't it?
Yes, yes, ma'am. They can't use your internet if you turn off your internet.
Yes.
And,
call me next Monday then.
Okay, ma'am, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.